boundaries in a nutshell and count myself a king of infinite space. That was one of the things that Hamlet said in the play. Escher, like Hamlet, was fascinated by the idea of infinity. And the pictures that he saw of mine gave him exactly that right flavor. And with that hint, he drew a picture called Circle Limit One. This was only a first attempt, and he was not very well satisfied with it. And he wanted me to tell him more about hyperbolic geometry, in which the points infinitely far away in the hyperbolic plane are thought of as being represented by a circle, and everything inside the circle is the hyperbolic world. The effect is then that shapes are represented truly, angles are represented without distortion, but distances become distorted. The closer one gets to the circumference, the greater is the distortion. So the points on the circumference are to be thought of as being infinitely far away. French mathematician Poincaré described a very clever model for this kind of geometry, and in that way he was able to see that all these black and white triangles are really the same size when they move further away.